With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller.
We really do not anticipate any impact on the Cayman Islands.
The Governor's Office and Hazard Management Cayman Islands want to let you know about the upcoming SpaceX Starship 12 test launch, which is scheduled to take place at some point between Friday and Monday. The launch will take place from the SpaceX facility at Boca Chica, Texas, with daily launch windows running from about 10:30 p.m. to 12:43 a.m. Cayman time. Hazard Management Director Danny Coleman.
As with all large rocket launches, standard precautionary guidance is issued for communities along or near the planned flight path. Space objects can contain materials that may be harmful if handled. And as a precaution, any unidentified object should be left undisturbed and reported promptly.
If you do spot something you think may be connected to the launch, you're encouraged to call 911. Don't touch it. Note the location. And if safe, go ahead and snap a picture, but don't stay near the object. For more information on the launch of Starship 12, you can visit SpaceX.com. In court news, 33-year-old Cameron McLean has been given a 2-year suspended sentence for punching a woman unconscious during a dispute at Bliss Bar. The subsequent fall left the victim with a severe ankle fracture requiring surgery and months off work. McLean must complete court-ordered anger management training, attend counseling, follow probation instructions, and pay the victim $20,000. And Heritage Month activities continue across the Cayman Islands. Here's CIDTV's LaVita Thompson.
Heritage Month celebrations brought color, music, and community spirit to Cayman Brac over the weekend. Cayman Brac correspondent Ward Scott captured some of the highlights as residents gathered to celebrate Caymanian culture and traditions during several events, including a family fun day and Sunday church service. The celebrations highlighted Cayman's rich heritage through music, food, and cultural performances. Several government officials joined the festivities, including the Honorable Isaac Rankin, Minister for Youth, Sports, Culture, and Heritage, and the Honorable Nicholas Da Costa, Minister for District Administration and Home Affairs. The public is encouraged to continue supporting Heritage Month events across the islands.
Events continue this weekend with the Human Library, a unique opportunity to sit down with older Caymanians and hear firsthand stories, memories, and experiences from a different era. That's Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Georgetown Public Library. Later that afternoon at 3 p.m., you're also invited to Bracanal 2026 at Spot Bay. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. Xi Jinping has told a state banquet for Donald Trump that China and the United States should be partners, not rivals. The Chinese leader said the relationship between the two countries was the world's most important. It earlier warned of potential conflict over Taiwan. The White House said the conversation focused on strengthening economic ties. State media in Iran say it started to allow more Chinese vessels to pass through the Strait of Hormuz as Tehran continues to impose restrictions on the key waterway. Iran had already indicated that what it classed as neutral vessels could transit the strait. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia fired more than 1,500 drones in the space of 36 hours, making it the largest sustained aerial attack on Ukraine since the start of Moscow's invasion. The number of dead in Kyiv now stands at 5, but at least 10 more are feared to be buried under the rubble. Latvia's Prime Minister has resigned after losing support from a key coalition partner over an incident involving Ukrainian drones. These were an attack mission across the border in Russia when Ukraine says the Russians electronically diverted them to crash into Latvian territory. A key member of Keir Starmer's cabinet has resigned. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, says he's lost confidence in the leadership of Britain's Prime Minister. His allies have told the BBC he has the level of support from Labour MPs required to formally trigger a leadership contest. Brazil's right-wing presidential candidate, Flavio Bolsonaro, has admitted seeking money from a corrupt businessman to finance a film about his father, the jailed former president Jair Bolsonaro. Powerful thunderstorms with lightning and rain have killed at least 89 people in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. Most of the casualties were caused by collapsing walls, falling trees, and lightning strikes. BBC News.